People 65 and older are the fastest growing population in Minnesota. Other states can expect the same as baby boomers age and the average lifespan increases. Many of Minnesota's elderly are abandoning retirement and returning to work. Annie Baxter of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
It's not often that small town Minnesota is considered in the vanguard, but that's clearly the case when it comes to its senior citizens.
I see that upper Midwest rural economy is where you see the cutting edge of a demographic change that's affecting the whole country, in fact, the whole world.
That's Jan Hively. A couple years ago, she and a team of researchers from the University of Minnesota surveyed 200 seniors aged 55 to 84 living in rural Minnesota. When Hively started the research, she was 70 herself and had fixed ideas about what it meant to grow old.
We talk about combating ageism, and those of us, the older we are, the more ageist we tend to be, because that's what we knew when we grew up. The image was that you went onto the front porch to the rocking chair, or the old duffers, the travel and golf.
Pretty soon, Hively's images of enfeebled or lollygagging old folks exploded. About 40% of seniors interviewed said they worked after retirement age, some because they needed the money, but many worked because they wanted to and planned to do so until physically unable.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
Good,
just fine.
Good. Thank good you. To see you. Did you have
Joanne Sibbett fits that mold. She's a receptionist at a credit union in St. Cloud in central Minnesota. Her fluffy permed hair is flecked brown and gray. Sibbett had been with her company for about a decade and retired at 65. And then, much to her surprise, her employer asked her to return to work.
It is flattering. I mean, I'm very close to 68, and it's amazing that people would want you to come back to work.
These days, it's becoming almost fashionable for seniors to go back to work. Steve Hennis is the director of a senior center in St. Cloud.
We work with small businesses in the community, and oftentimes they'll stop by and ask if we have people we know of that are looking for part-time work, because there are a number of people, especially small businesses, that are interested in older workers.
The new focus on older workers paints a larger picture of the overall health and vitality of many seniors. In Jan Hively's study, 75% of the seniors interviewed said they were active and healthy, well into their 80s.
I never expected that rate of good health. I expected that there would be many more who were receiving assistance from their kids than who were giving. Also, there was a high percentage, 39%, caring for sick and disabled. So this is a remarkably productive population.
Hively says the productivity levels soar when she considers non-paid employment like volunteerism. Volunteer Marguerite Hewitt still makes important contributions to the economy. Hewitt's 88. Over lunch at her senior center, she describes her busy schedule.
I help over at the Heritage Center as a receptionist, and I read for the blind. It's as needed. I go over to the monastery about twice a month.
Jan Hively says the active seniors she found in Minnesota aren't what public policy analysts plan for. She wants employers to offer benefits packages that encourage seniors to stay in their jobs. And she believes seniors shouldn't be herded into nursing homes, but rather stay in the community and contribute through paid work or volunteering. Hively cites a direct correlation between activity level and longevity. And at 72, Jan Hively has a new outlook on the golden years, especially her own.
I've changed my image very dramatically for myself. I feel that the horizon is farther, and I'm telling my children, make sure that you tell your children that they're likely to be living past age 100.
As that horizon appears to be expanding for many, work just may turn out to be the new fountain of youth. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter.